This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Plumes of smoke rose over the Gaza City skyline on Monday with the noise of blasts echoing over the city as Israeli troops and tanks attacked from the east and west. Plumes of smoke, dust, and explosions could also be seen at the edge of the Gaza Strip from southern Israel. Israel's military said it had struck more than 600 militant targets over the past few days as it expanded its ground operations in the Gaza Strip, where Palestinian civilians are in dire need of fuel, food, and clean water as the war enters its fourth week. Israeli forces on Monday stormed the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank as they searched for suspects linked to Hamas. Four people were killed, three of them Palestinian fighters who engaged the Israeli forces. Locals say one civilian was killed. Yan Boshat reports from Jenin.
The violence keeps escalating here in the West Bank. Since October the 7th, in the attack of Hamas against Israel, more than 120 Palestinians were killed here, most of them by the Israeli forces, but some of them by Jewish settlers. Last night, the Israeli forces just stormed Jenin camp and killed four people. Israeli forces are attacking this camp, coming here to try to arrest people they say are linked to Hamas. Last Friday, they also attacked here. There were some confrontation and three people were killed as well. I'm Yan Boshat from the Jenin camp for VOA News.
The Israeli-Hamas conflict has spilled into Syria, which is now at its most dangerous situation for a long time, fueled by growing instability and violence and a lack of progress toward a political solution to its 12-year conflict, the UN Special Envoy for the country said.